Okay, good morning. So last week we started our journey through L'shem Yichud Kudshu Brichu Shechinteh, and we spent most of the time on those who were opposed to the reciting of L'shem Yichud, mainly the Noda B'Yehuda. We saw together the two tshuvas in the Noda B'Yehuda. We also saw a fragment of what he writes in his Avas Tzion, in his drushas. And although he does give a very warm and embracing haskama to the Sefer Or L'Shorim, where the first drusha speaks about the significance and the importance of saying L'Shem Yichud, and based on that, the Satmar Rav was convinced that maybe he was chozer to some degree. I think we were assuming the Pashut Pshat is that he was not chozer. He was very clear in his opposition. To summarize briefly, why was he not a fan of saying L'shem Yichud? So there was no indication that he felt the text itself was problematic. There was also no indication that he thought the whole thing was made up recently. What he did say, and this was the main focus of the Noda B'Yehuda, is that for the Hamon Am, for the masses, saying L'shem Yichud was never a thing. For hundreds and hundreds of years of our Mesorah, people before saying a bracha, before doing a mitzvah, they had in mind, I'm doing this, l'shem mitzvah. If there was a bracha associated with it, they would say the bracha. They would try to say it b'kavana, but they wouldn't say l'shem yichud. That was reserved for those yichidei skula, for those few people who were immersed in Kabbalah. But the idea of now publishing this text in all the Siddurim, for everyone to say he was not a fan of, and he felt this was part of the evil sickness, as he referred to it, that was happening in his time in the 1700s, where there was this wave of hischadshus and Yiddishkeit that people were introducing and innovating ideas that were never part of authentic Torah and mitzvos, and losing sight of the focus. And that's why he came out so strongly against the Hamon Am saying L'shem Yichud. So it sounds like it was a jab. Right, he had that line that Tzadikim yelchu bo v'chasidim poshim yikoshlu bo. So we saw briefly at the end of last week's shir from the Chida in his Sefer Simchas HaRegel that he says, in his opinion, this is actually on page 4. He says, I feel that most of the opposition of the Noda B'Yehuda was based on the fact that he was unhappy with some of the movements of the Hasidic movement in his place, in his time, and he had concern as to where it might lead. Historically speaking, I think we also mentioned this is right after Shabtai Tzvi. So introducing more Kabbalistic concepts for the masses, it was something that many Gedolei Yisrael were very concerned about. What's interesting is in the Sefer Divrei Yatziv, that's the Tshuva Sefer of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he quotes from his grandfather, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rav, that he had a Kabbalah not to say L'shem Yichud. And the reason for that was, this is the bottom of page 4, Shehad tzaddiki menoda b'Yehuda lagabe amiris l'shem yichud lahamon. He felt the Noda B'Yehuda was correct, that for the masses they should stay away from saying l'shem yichud. Shelo ba l'sodan shel devarim. They don't understand what the words mean. Similar to this, we find in the Chok Yaakov and Siman Taf Pei Tes, that's the Siman on Sfiras Omer, that he was also not a fan of saying l'shem yichud because these are ideas that are inyanim gavoim v'nisgavim v'hakol remozim dakim. Your average person doesn't understand or appreciate them, and therefore stay away. To summarize briefly, it sounds like the main concerns of saying l'shem yichud, we have the Noda B'Yehuda, who was saying a general hashkafic issue to bring in something new to the masses of what they or how they practice Yiddishkeit, is a very very risky move. That was the Noda B'Yehuda's approach. We also have the idea from the Divrei Yatziv and the Chok Yaakov We also mentioned this from the Chavos Yahrer last week, that people don't understand what they're saying. Now you might ask, well, there's a lot of the tefillos, I don't really understand what I'm saying. Why is this any worse, right? So it could be that if you have a little bit of a translation of the words, that could do more harm than good, because the words themselves are very misleading. Again, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu Shechinte. I'm doing this mitzvah or saying this particular tefillah in order to unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Shechina. Superficially, that sounds like apikorsus, referring to the Borei Olam as there's two different powers, and through my mitzvah, through my bracha, I'm somehow connecting the powers above. If you don't really know what that means, so likely it's better not to say it, because that could really corrupt your hashkafa of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now the Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, this is on page 5. First we have a quote from the Yaivitz, where he speaks about his assumption as to what his father did. Who was the father of the Yaivitz? The Chacham Tzvi. We're going to cover a very simple understanding of what the words mean. What it actually means is definitely beyond the scope of this shir and beyond the scope of the guy giving the shir. But we'll try to understand the simple understanding. So first the Yaivitz says, Echad shekol sodas hakabbalah hamachusim ukumusim v'rozel yonim nisgalu b'yameinu. We know generally the ideas of Kabbalah are hidden and they're concealed. However, a lot has been revealed in our time. V'nisgalgalu hadavarim shefilu amei ha'aretz she'einan makirin lashon hakodesh buria mitzafzefin u'mahagim v'omrim hanusach l'kud shebricho l'shem yichud. And we're at a point now, he writes, that many people who could barely read Hebrew are saying l'shem yichud. Shelo nisader kol iker ele letznuyin liyodim chein haomdim beheichal melech. And he echoes what we've seen until now. L'shem yichud, it's beautiful and it's authentic, but it was only intended for those who are yodim chein, who have a real understanding and mesorah in Kabbalah. However, he goes on to give a testimony about his father. My father, Avi Mori beheichal melech, Madani Alaba Mari Hagon Hachosid Zal Im Hiyos Noda Bishari Achachma Amitis. Trust me, my father was well versed in both Nigla and Nister and the hidden areas of Torah as well. The whole base has Zohar Neman Vikabalas Ari Arizal Haya Shashu of Yom Yom. He was living in the house of the Zohar, and he would derive intense pleasure from all the teachings of the Arizal every day. And his entire behavior and conduct was based on the Ari and the Zohar. Aval haya noeg b'divreim shehem kivshono shalolam etznius yaseira. But the thing I saw in my father was, although he had this incredible knowledge of Kabbalistic concepts, his actual behavior was b'tznius yaseira v'kedusha atzuma. Kamo shehayazal, kol inyan of mekayim v'hatznei aleches. Everything he did was always b'hatznei aleches. It was discreet. It was in private. U'me'olam lo shama adam mipiv divrei nusach hanal. And I guarantee you, nobody ever heard my father, the Chacham Tzvi, say the text of L'shem Yichud. V'lo hotzi b'svosav kol nishma. Rak alibo haya medaber bli suffik. However, without doubt, I know he said it. Meaning, in machshava, he was thinking L'shem Yichud before engaging in mitzvos and tefillos, but he never said the words. Very interesting middle ground. The Noda B'Yehuda went so far as to say, at least for the masses, don't even think it. Why shouldn't you think it? So for the same reasons we mentioned, that if you don't understand really what it means, it could do more harm than good. The Chacham Tzvi understood what L'shem Yichud means, and therefore he was thinking about that idea before doing a mitzvah. But he never said it. His whole practice of Kabbalah was Batznei Aleches. Now, although the Yavetz tells us that his father never said it, he does give us a perush of what the words mean. And they do happen to be in his siddur. Question, yeah? So we're going to get there. That seems to be the general idea. Not purely Kabbalistic, in the sense that if you know what it means, then it no longer feels like Kabbalah. The source of saying L'shem Yichud, or thinking something along these lines, does seem to go back to the Zohar. One of the earliest Svarim we have based on the Zohar that speaks about this idea is the Reishis Chachma. But let's take a look at the Yavetz together, where he now gives us a working, user-friendly definition of L'shem Yichud. This is on page 5, right in the middle. L'shem Yichud, Tachlis Habriya, Havoda HaRatsuya, the goal of creation, the Avoda that we're striving for, V'shleimusa, L'yached HaKol L'makor Achdusa Yisbarach, is to unify everything to its source, namely Hashem. Zehu L'shem Yichud. And based on this idea, we say L'shem Yichud. Kudsha. Toar Kedusha Mora Alat Muso Yisbarach Hanelam Umufrash Mekol. When we say Kudsha Brichu, or in Hebrew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that always has the connotation of referring to the Borei Olam Ba'at Muso, meaning the essence of the creator of the universe. Infinite, eternal, beyond time and space, totally removed, above and beyond anything we could ever be massing. That's Kudsha Brich Hu. V'lis beit fisa klal. We can say nothing about Kudsha Brich Hu. Ushchina, the term Shchina, mora al ritzono hashochen bisochenu u'mekayim osanu. Shchina is referring to the Ratzon Hashem, meaning the presence that we feel of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You might say the words Hashkacha, which many of the Mefarshim say. Shechina is the Hashkacha, the presence, the Kiyum, the infusion of life and vitality and direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say, Shechina. So every mitzvah, every bracha, every tefillah, is L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu U'Shechinte. So we're not actually combining two different forces of the divine. That would be bordering on Avodah Zarah. We believe very strongly in Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is that the Borei Olam Kudsha Brichu is above anything we could possibly relate to. However, we know that there is clear hashkacha and guidance, and we could feel the presence of Hashem, and the shefa and the blessing and the bounty that comes from the Ein Sof, that we refer to as the Shechina. So liyached kudsha brichu u'shechinte is really more about asking or davening that through our ma'asim, through our mitzvos, we should be able to bring more of that Ein Sof into this world, to connect us more to that feeling and presence and the intensity of the Hashkacha into Olam Hazeh. Then it goes on, B'dechilu Rechimu. B'dechilu means with Yira, with fear, with reverence. V'rechimu means with Ava. So B'dechilu, says the Yavetz, B'mora Hadin. So we know that, for example, the Shem Havaya has the connotation of Rachamim, and then the Shem Elokim has the connotation of Din. So, B'dechilu, that's the Din, the Midas HaDin, V'rechimu Abbas HaRachamim, that's this concept of the love of Rachamim. We want to combine those two forces together. And again, we're going to explain what that means to the best of our abilities. Shem Yud and the Hey, together with the Shem Vav and the Hey. What does the shame Yud and Hey together represent? Hu Hadin Mishem Havaya. That in the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame Havaya, the Yud and the Hey seems to be referring to that Midas Hadin, that general, the concept of a Borei Olam, without a focus on the Rachamim, the infinite love. Adding in the Vav and the Hey, and we're not going to get into what are these particular letters represent, you know, Din versus Ava, and the Vav, which is Tiferes, and the six, you know, different Sviros. We're not getting into all of that. That's beyond our pay grade. But that's the adding in the Vav and the Hey is somehow incorporating the Rachamim. V'hu Yisod Kiyum Olam. As we see in the beginning of Bereishis, right? It starts off with Elokim, but then there was obviously a need for the Kiyum Olam to have the Midah of Rachamim as well. Al Yedei Shituf Din V'Rachamim Shlim. It should be a complete unification. Amiti Kertzon HaBorei Yisbarach. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. Then we conclude, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing this on behalf of all of the Jewish people. V'ani kolel asiyas mitzvah zu, says the Yavetz. I want to include in this mitzvah, B'chlal asiyasa mikol Yisrael, u'behem nimtzu b'nei Aliyah ha'muchavanim ba'koroi. When I say B'Shem Kol Yisrael, that's really a declaration of humility. I don't really grasp this concept of unifying the Midas Hadin and the Midas Harachamim, or the concept of asking Hashem to have more of that presence that we could relate to and feel in this world. But I'm doing this mitzvah with all of the schusim of Klal Yisrael, because there are many tzaddikim and yechidei skula out there that do understand these ideas better. So I want to be riding on their coattails. Okay, was that clear? What? What's that? It's clear and it's a lot, right? So the one take home is that the reciting of L'Shem Yichud, even though there's a lot more going on than what we can grasp, but Pashib Shat, psychologically, we're really asking for the Shefa and the Bracha that all comes from the Mekor HaChayim, that all comes from Hashem. We can't relate to Hashem, the essence of the Borei Olam, but whatever that Hashkacha in this world is, and the blessing and the bounty and the clarity and Ruchnius and Gashmius that we could receive from Hashem. So we're just asking for Hashem to bestow more of that into our world through our Maisim, right? Which is an amazing idea. And we actually spoke about this in the beginning of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We quoted from the Svas Emes, who said that Pesach itself, right? That's obviously working with the premise that we believe in the Borei Olam. The whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim was reinforcing and clarifying our belief that not only is there a creator, but the creator is intimately involved with our daily existence. That's focusing on the belief in Hashkacha. Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Sfas Emes, that was taking it one step further, which is we believe that our masim, our bitachon, our tefillah, can actually influence the Hashkacha in this world. So like the Orach Chaim says, it was the bitachon of Klal Yisrael standing at Kriyas Yamsuf that allowed for this incredible Hashkacha to take place. So it seems like this is a similar idea. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please allow this mitzvah, this tefillah, to bring in more of your Hashkacha, more of your Shefa into our world. What's that? So the way that we're understanding this yichud of kuchibrichu shchinte, of the yud and the hay with the vav and the hay, is just much more allow that hashkacha, that shelshelis of bracha to come into the world, meaning that we're tapping into that shchina, and in that sense, it's a unification. It's all coming from the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
Why are you saying it here and not at the very beginning of the
That's a good question. Right? Well, the truth is, we do find L'shem Yichud in many places throughout the Siddur, depending on what Siddur you're using. But before Talis, before Tefillin, before Pesukah de Zimra, you definitely have L'shem Yichud. Usually it's before doing a mitzvah or saying a bracha prior to a mitzvah. The truth is, where and when we would say it, it sounds like might be somewhat based on different minhagim. No Rabbi Yehuda would say you never say it, but those who do say it, depends on your minhag. What I want to do is like this. Where else do we have this concept that we're kind of relating to by L'shem Yichud that we actually do and think about every single day, many times a day, even if you never say L'shem Yichud? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav. Every bracha that we make, we're really incorporating the ideas of L'shem Yichud. So let's take a look here together. There's a famous piece in the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Beis where he speaks about the word Baruch. What do you have in mind when you say Baruch Atah Hashem? Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe. So to give a blessing to Hashem is somewhat troubling. We would assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our bracha. So one simple understanding of those three words, Baruch Atah Hashem, and we do find this in many Rishonim, is that Baruch is a Lashon Toar. It's a description. Hashem is Rachum Vachanun, and Hashem is Baruch. Right? You are the source of bracha. It's a declaration. Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the source of bracha. If I'm about to benefit from something, I'm saying a shahakol or a mazonos, so I'm reminding myself that this hana from Olam Hazeh is coming from you, you're the source of everything. If I'm asking Hashem for something, it's a bakasha, so then I'm reminding myself that refuah and parnasa and shidduchim and everything I'm davening for, you're the makor habracha, that's why I'm turning to you. And if I'm saying a bracha before a mitzvah, I'm reminding myself that the incredible bracha and opportunity that we have through doing a mitzvah is coming from you, because you're the makor bracha. The Nefesh HaChayim, though, adds another dimension to what we have in mind when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, and we actually find this in the Rabbeinu Bachai as well. Inyan Milas Baruch, Eino Lashin Tehila V'Shevach Kamo Shishom V'Hamon. The word Baruch does not just mean a language of praise and gratitude. Like, okay, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Thank you. The literal translation is, it's not a praise and gratitude, like many people assume. Aval ha'emes ki Baruch peirusho lashon tosefes v'ribui. The real translation of Baruch is Tosefis v'ribui, addition and abundance. Okay, so then how are we adding? We're adding to Hashem. We're saying that we want to give you Tosefis and ribui. Ein ha'kavana la'atmus adon yachid baruchu kaviyachol. So says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, it doesn't mean that we're trying to add to the infinite. Chalila v'chalila, God forbid, that would be apikorsis. Ki hu meruma me'al kol bracha, Hashem is obviously elevated above all of our blessings. However, the concept is, based on what we find in the language of the Zohar, dekudsha brichu sosim v'galia, Hashem is concealed and also revealed. Ki atmus ein sof baruchu sosim mikol stimin, that the essence of the Borei Olam is concealed and hidden in the most powerful way. V'ein lichnosu chas v'sholem b'shum shem klal. There's nothing we can say. There is no description that we could possibly give to somehow attribute to the Ein Sof, to Hashem. Afilu b'shem Havaya Baruch Hu, even when saying the actual name of Hashem, we're not really speaking directly to the Ein Sof. Everything is just a way of using language because we have nothing else to use. Umasha Musa gets leinu kitzas, what we can somewhat understand. V'anu mechanim u'metarim kama ta'arim mishemos v'kinuyim u'midos. We do use many different descriptions and qualities. Kamosha metzinu b'toro b'chol matbeya tefila, like we find throughout Tanakh and also in every text of tefila. Kulam heim rak mitzad hischabruso yisborach el ha'olamos v'akochos me'es habria. Whatever we're describing is not the essence of Hashem, but rather it's what we're perceiving, what we're receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's connection, so to speak, to all of the different worlds and dimensions and spheros that bring that Shefa and Ruchnius and Bracha into our world. V'hei masher korim b'shem hishtalshus hasviros. This is what we refer to as the chain of the spheros. The spheros are almost like, conceptually, this system of filtration of Kedusha, where the Ein Sof is a light that's so above and beyond anything we could possibly relate to. So you have different levels of Shelshelis HaSviros bringing that Shefa and Kedusha into our world. V'afilu Hashem etzem ha-mayuchad havaya baruch hu, lo al atzmuso yisbarach levad anu miyachtim lo. Even when we say the actual shame of Hashem, we're relating to Hashem the best we can through that filtration system.
Kavu anshei kenesah gedola hanusach shel kol brachos hamitzvos belashen nochach v'nister.
That's why when the men of the Great Assembly created the text of every blessing, within the same bracha we have a language of nochach and a language of nister. Nochach means I'm speaking directly to you, right? Where do we find nochach in the language of a bracha? Ata, right? Boruch Ata, speaking to you directly, Hashem. But then we also find Nister, which is more of the third person. Asher Kiddushanu, that you've commanded us, but it's not speaking to you. He, thank you, not you. He who has commanded us in whatever the mitzvah is, we're saying a bracha over. Shemitzad hischabruso yisbarach b'ritzono elo lomo shayidezeh yesh lano kitzas hasaka koldehu anu medabrim lenochach baruch ata Hashem.
So whatever feeling of that presence that we can relate to in this world, right, within the confines of time and space, we should never feel that we're totally removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could mamish feel Hashem's presence. And that's why we say, Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm speaking directly to you. But at the same time, in the same bracha, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah instituted, that we use a lashon of Nister, where it's what Hashem did, not me speaking to you, because the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something above and beyond me.
Okay, so what is he saying here? Silence. Baruch Ata Hashem. When you think about it, it's an incredible chutzpah to refer to the Borei Olam as you. Right? If you're going to a very chashev Rosh Hashiva, generally the minig is, you don't speak to him in second person, right? It's always in third person. Can I get the Rosh Hashiva a glass of tea?
when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're speaking directly, you, Baruch Atah Hashem. So how is he translating the word Baruch? It's not just praise, tehillah, v'shevach, but it's tosefis and ribui. So we're not adding anything to you. What are we adding? So what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying is that every time we make a declaration, we say a bracha, it's not only a statement of belief, but it's also a tefillah. It's also a prayer that through this mitzvah that I'm about to do, or even through this engaging in a pleasure that this world has to offer, my recognition that everything comes from you, that you are the Makor HaBracha, there's a tefillah of Baruch Atah Hashem, that there should be more bracha, meaning that your essence should bestow more bracha upon us, bracha in Gashmias and bracha in Ruchnias, as we're about to engage in this particular activity. That sounds very similar to the way the Yavetz was explaining L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu U'Shechinte. I'm getting a lot of blank stares over here. What? What's that? Well, I'm saying Baruch Atah. Okay, so what do the words actually mean? I'm saying this bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. You are the source of bracha, right? We're not saying that the simple pshat is not true, but included in my machshava of Baruch Atah Hashem, there's also a tefillah. There's a prayer that you being the source of bracha should be a source for us as well to continue tosefis and ribui bracha through the mitzvah I'm about to engage in. Oh, so why is it not chutzpah? The answer is it is chutzpah. But that's the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have with us, right? That there's a feeling of friendship. Usruas melech bo. The friendship of the king is with Klal Yisrael. Lecha dodi likras kalal. Who's dodi? Come, my beloved, let us go together and greet the kala of Shabbos. Dodi is Hashem. You're referring to Hashem as your friend? And the answer is yes, because we're striving for a real loving relationship. That's the whole Megillah of Shir HaShirim. Because there really is that hischabrus, that connection, that kesher. At the same time, we're also realizing Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, and he sanctified us through his mitzvos, that the essence of the Borei Olam I have no grasp of, I have no hasaga of. So this understanding of Baruch Atah Hashem, every bracha we make, seems to be very similar to the way that the Yavetz is explaining L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu. Yes? Why what? Okay, so even if it's not a berachas mitzvah, we only say a shirka d'shana before doing a mitzvah, but let's say a bracha of hana, we just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Melech Haolam is that language of Nister. Melech Haolam, right? So in every bracha you have Nochach and you have Nister, but the idea seems to be Bore Pri HaGofen, Bore Mene Mizonos, right? He who creates, the creator of. Yes?
So,
Oh, so that's a good question, meaning, right. What's that? The question is that even in this little snippet of Nefesh HaChaim, right, he's definitely working within the the vocab of Zohar, and much of the Nefesh HaChaim is basically directly quoting from the Zohar. Now, what is the opinion of Rav Chaim Volozhin when it comes to saying L'Shem Yichud? So I looked around. In that sefer that we quoted last week from Rav Asher Weiss, he quotes a paragraph from Rav Chaim Volozhin, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Ruach Chaim. And he says over there that it seems clear from the Ruach Chaim that Rav Chaim Volozhin would support the saying of L'Shem Yichud. However, when you look up the quote in the Ruach Chaim, I think a purely objective reading is that Rav Chaim Volozhin is not saying necessarily that one should say L'Shem Yichud before doing a mitzvah. What it sounds like he's saying is that there's a reality to this Yichud of Kudshu Brichu Shechinte when I perform a mitzvah. But that the Noda B'Yehuda would totally agree to. The Noda B'Yehuda told us that, yes, it's all happening, but your thinking about it is not going to make it happen any better or any quicker, and it could just corrupt your whole hashkafa. So I personally don't think there's any clear indication from Rav Chaim Volozhin himself if he would be on board to say L'Shem Yichud or if he would be more in the camp of the Noda B'Yehuda. I think the point, though, is like this. No one's debating these concepts. He still might be hesitant, like the Noda B'Yehuda, not to say L'Shem Yichud, because that particular text definitely has this connotation of two different kohos and uniting different powers. That could be confusing for the masses. But what we do see is that, at least the way the Yavetz explains L'Shem Yichud, it's a very similar intention to what we should have in mind in every bracha that we're saying throughout the day. Yes, doctor.
I mean, I guess I don't have such a good handle on like sources and things, but it seems like everywhere we talk about different aspects of Hashem's expression in the world, like in Imrachim, like that's like something we talk about on in Kippur Davening.
Let me ask you, why is this more dangerous than many of the other things we say about, yes?
Right.
We have many places throughout Chazal and in the liturgy that seems to be about different midos of Hashem. My feeling is the reason why this is more complicated is because usually the term Kudsh Brichu and the term Shechina, those are not references to qualities or midos or descriptions. Those are ways of talking about God. Right, but I think that's where there's more of a concern. If you're saying, I want to connect God with God, so then that's definitely more concerning than Midas Hadin and Midas Harachmim. Anyway, like we started off the last time, if you've been saying it until now because that's your Mesorah, you'll continue saying it, hopefully with a little bit more of an understanding. If you have not been saying it until now, you'll continue not saying it. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.